for this occasion and for the people gathered here in this place. It's a familiar passage. It's found in the Gospel of St. Mark, and I am going to read it in your hearing. Mark, the 13th chapter, it is the concluding verses 32 through 37. And the word of the Lord says, "But the day and the hour, but of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." He says, "Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his own work and commanded the doorkeeper to simply watch." He says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, or at the crowing of the rooster, or later in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping." The concluding verse says, "And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." May the Lord bless and consecrate his word to our hearts. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Father, would you delight us by giving us our daily bread? Forgive us of our debts, so that we in like manner might forgive our own debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. To many of us, if not all of us, Jamie's death came as a shock and quite a surprise. I don't believe any of us are surprised that he died, for we all know that death is inevitable. But rather, we were shocked by the suddenness and unexpected nature of his death. He died suddenly. For many of us, we had recently seen or been with or even spoken to Jamie in the days and weeks leading up to his passing. A month ago, our family was gathered in Knoxville, Tennessee, to celebrate the graduation of my nephew, Brian Harrison, and his acceptance to the University of Tennessee School of Engineering. Just a few weeks ago, the family was gathered together again locally at my house to celebrate the high school graduation of my son Jordan and his acceptance to the University of Pennsylvania. The days leading up to Father's Day, my brother, my sister, and I were all participating in a group text trying to figure out what we were going to get our dad for Father's Day. We never really quite figured out what we were doing, but that's another story for another day. So you can imagine to then turn around and receive the news that he was gone was not only hard to believe, it was even harder to imagine. I was so stunned by the news that I picked up my cell phone and called him, believing that he would answer, as he always does. So not only was I shocked, but my father was also. When I delivered the news to him, he initially thought that what I had said was referring to someone else. Wasn't until the next day that it really sank in on him that it was his own oldest son. And many of us had similar reactions to the news as the sudden death of Jamie sent shockwaves through our family and our communities. Out in Indiana, here in Philadelphia, down in the Carolinas. And speaking with my sister after her meeting with the coroner, he indicated to her that based on the position of the body and their own examination of it, he told my sister that Jamie died suddenly without any warning or pain. He died suddenly. Suddenly comes from the adjective sudden. It means something done quickly, abruptly, without warning, and in an unexpected manner. I think those words fit for Jamie's death because, again, he died suddenly. And while we all struggle to process the sudden and unexpected nature of his passing, might I also remind you of the Word of God just read? Because the Word of God said the Son of Man will come in like manner, meaning he's going to come suddenly. He's going to come quickly, abruptly, without warning, and in an unexpected manner. In a conversation with his disciples, Jesus tells them that no one knows the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall appear, because he's going to appear suddenly. So the question for us today to ponder is not Jamie's death, but rather, how do we prepare for suddenly? How do you prepare yourself for the unexpected? If the house owner knows the thief is coming, he can lay in wait for his arrival. But the advantage the thief has and uses is that he comes suddenly and at an unexpected time. And this is why I love my Bible, because the Bible has a way of providing answers to life's most challenging questions. Jesus told his disciples exactly how to prepare for suddenly. Verse 33, he tells his disciples these two words. He said, watch and pray. The biblical meaning of the word watch means to be ready and alert. It implies that one must have the type of alertness as that of a guard standing watch at night. A night watchman must use senses other than his sight to detect any impending danger. He is often alone in the darkness and without the defenses he would otherwise utilize or deploy. There may be no indications of an enemy attack until it happens. So he must be, and I like this word, hyper-vigilant, suspecting anything to happen at any given time. This is the type of watching Jesus was talking about. If you know what I'm saying, touch your neighbor and say, are you watching? But it's not enough simply to watch. It's not enough simply to be ready or alert. Jesus tells the disciples, not only must you watch, but you must also pray. We can only remain faithful to our God-given assignment when we are devoted to prayer. Luke tells us in 18:1 that men ought to always pray and not faint. Do I got help in my church today?
The Thessalonian writer tells us that we ought to pray without ceasing. And the psalmist picked it up and said, evening, morning, and at noon. Those are the times I will pray. They're causing us to realize that prayer is valuable at all times. Touch your neighbor and say, are you praying? There is something about the persistency of prayer. Can I use a big word in my message? The persistency of prayer. Because trouble has a way of causing you to pray. But prayer in the time of trouble is not the prayer Jesus was referring to. He said, I need you watching and praying. Not for when the thief shows up. Pray in advance. Pray in the morning. Pray while the days are good. Pray while the seasons are right. Prayer is good at all times. Touch your neighbor and say, pray. Because when you pray, you are able to persevere through the vicissitudes of life. When you pray, you receive patience to endure like Job. When you pray, it's what I like, you receive power from on high. Something about prayer connects the believer to the omnipotent God. It's when we pray that we receive power from on high. Somebody shout yes. Touch your neighbor and say, don't stop praying. Come on, tell them good, don't stop praying. For the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised and his word is true. Don't. Yeah. Let me get out of here. Let me close out this message. Let me close it by saying this. When Jesus prayed, he prayed slowly. And I know he did. Because Peter, James, and John fell asleep waiting for Jesus to finish praying. When Jesus carried his cross down the road to Golgotha, called the Via Dolorosa, he carried it slowly. I know he did, because the Roman soldiers enlisted Simon of Cyrene to help Jesus carry his cross. And might I remind you that when Jesus died, he died slowly. And I know I'm right about it. By design, crucifixion is a slow and excruciating death. It is meant to kill you slowly. And the Bible said from the third to the ninth hour, Jesus died slowly, not quick, not in a hurry. He hung there. The songwriter said they hung him high. And they stretched him wide to see how free. Touch your neighbor and said he died slowly. Now, if Jamie were here, this is where he would get behind me and start helping me. My brother never let me preach without getting behind and helping me. Because early one Sunday morning, Jesus rose suddenly. Wait, I know he rose suddenly because the earth shook. The stone got out of his way because Jesus, he rose suddenly. Not only that, the 11 gathered in a house in disbelief over what the women said. Disbelief over what John and Peter saw. They went in the house, shut the door, closed the window, and locked the gate. And wouldn't you know, in their midst, Jesus appeared suddenly. Can I get a witness? Won't Jesus show up suddenly when you need him the most? He has a way. Then the Bible says he led them out as far as Bethany. And when they got there, he turned and he blessed them. And Luke said, while he blessed them, the heavens opened and Jesus ascended. Suddenly, he went up without warning, without debate, unexpected. He went back to the Father. Say yes. Wait. I know. He ascended suddenly because the book said, while he went up, there appeared in heaven two angels, and they said these words. He said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? They said, this same Jesus, which you saw go up, shall in like manner come again. He went up suddenly, and he shall return in like manner. Touch three people and tell them suddenly. Sudden praise, a sudden shout of victory. Do I have any worshipers in the house? Give the Lord a sudden praise, a sudden. Yes. Yes. Suddenly, without warning, without notification. Yes. Yes. Woo! A sudden praise. A sudden praise. That's what I got. That's what I gotta give him. He saved me suddenly. He filled me suddenly. And he's coming back. He's coming back. In like manner, so shall the Son of Man appear suddenly. Woo! Suddenly, without warning, without provocation, without notification, without hesitation, in like manner, will the Son of Man of song we used to sing back in the old church. Don't let them catch you. I wish I had a real church here today. Don't let them catch you with your work undone. And the only way to do it is to watch and pray. All of my life, all of my life, people closest to Jamie told me almost verbatim what he used to say. Say, John, your brother is proud of you. All of my life. All of my life. I don't mean when I got up in age. When I was little and I didn't even understand what they were saying. Yeah, I know your mom's proud. Yeah, I know your dad's proud. But Jamie is proud. That's all I ever heard. The only thing Jamie ever did for me was encourage me. That's all he ever did. All of my life. And he would tell those close to him how proud he was of his younger brother. And I want to say to you that in like manner, I also was proud of him.
Amen.
And I was proud of him not merely because he was my older brother. I was proud of him not because he helped me along on numerous occasions. But I'm going to tell you why I was proud of him. He gave his life to Christ. And he shared with me his personal testimony of where life brought him, where he could say for himself, not because he was in a family of preachers, not because he had grown up in a family church and had known church all of his life, like all of us. But he said all of that, believe it or not, John, didn't do it for me. Hearing Dr. Taylor pray didn't do it for me. Seeing Mom give her life to the ministry didn't do it for me. Watching my dad with his bare hands build a church. He said, John, that didn't do it for me. But life itself brought me to a place and to a time where the rubber met the road and I had to make a choice for myself. He said it was at that moment that I gave my life to Christ. And then I had the privilege of watching him live it out. I've seen him do things. I heard him say things that evidence a change had been made. So before he died, I used to tell him how proud I am of him because of what he did with his life. Not the career, not the businesses, not how he loved on his family, but how he loved Christ because Christ first loved him. Why preach this kind of message in this kind of service? Why? Because his death is apropos to the message. Jamie died. Were you expecting it? There were a number of people who dropped the phone when I told them. Jamie? Not Jamie. And that's how it's going to be when the Son of Man comes again. I'm finished. I'm going to close by saying this. The book says two will be in the field. One will go up, then the other remains. He went further and said two will be on the rooftop. One will go up, and the other, because that's how fast it's going to happen. In a twinkling, in a blink of an eye, we shall all be changed. And let this be the testimony of the Father. that he is proud of you because you gave your life to the Son. With every head bound and every eye closed. There's no time like today. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, that day, not the next, not the next Sunday, not the next men's day, not the next women's fellowship, no, the day, that day, you hear my voice. And I'm telling you, I hear his voice today. Not just speaking in and through me, but I hear him calling someone. So just like I did it for Jamie, so I'll do it for you today. Today. You don't have to let another funeral come. You don't have to wait for another graduation. He's here today. The Jews call him Emmanuel. God with us. I won't prolong the hour. You're here today. You want to give your life to Christ. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Not give your life to the church. This isn't a call for church membership. You're here today and you want to give your life to Christ. Not to those in your family that preach about Christ. Not join with those in your family that work for Christ. But this is between you and him. Today, I don't want my life to end so suddenly and I have not made preparations for eternal life. Because we're going to live somewhere, whether in heaven with him . If you're here, you want to make a choice today, just slip your hand up in the air. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is private time. This is where God works in the service. This is where his Holy Spirit moves, both to will and to do according to his own good pleasure. Slip your hand up. Can happen today. Can happen right now. Whatever you do, don't let them catch you with your work undone. It's calling on you. Waiting for this time in your life, this season of your life. The reality is he's been calling you all along. But the Bible says the cares of this life so distract us, so keep us unfocused on the main thing. You're here today. I'm finished. You have the Word of God. And from this day forward, you are accountable to that word. You won't be able to get up there and say, I didn't know. No. Said, I told you. Said, the day Jamie died, I told you. That in like manner. Oh, my God, I thank all of you for coming. Thank you for your patience. Kindness, for everything that you've done for our family. Oh my God, I thank you for it. And I pray your strength in the Lord, that even as we depart this place, we never leave his presence. before we get out of here. Touch three people and just tell them suddenly. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly.